This is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
Hey everybody, it's Aaron Norris with the Norris Group, and this is an interview long time coming. I am here today with Leslie James with AirDNA. They were nice enough to help us back in September of last year create a very beefy chapter on vacation rentals that we ended up doing for our portal and live, and then just 6 months later helped me do a lot of research down in the Florida market because we're investing out there building new homes to rent. And the data that's provided there, it was referral, and I am just completely grateful to know that this data is even available because we're data nerds. So Leslie, thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me.
Now, how did you get involved with AirDNA?
Yeah, for sure. I actually do not have a background in real estate investing and or short-term rentals, but specifically worked in the tech IoT space here in the Denver area over the last 10 years, but was intrigued by what Scott was building and the obvious growth of the market segment overall for both Airbnb and Vrbo. And really interested in kind of the intersection between empowerment of the, every man user in that, Airbnb is democratizing lodging worldwide, as well as really the enterprise use case for, uncovering emerging markets and really kind of global expansion of this kind of nascent sector. So really excited to be here and to really be taking kind of the development of our SaaS products into kind of the next chapter of our business.
So this is going to be one of those shows where if you're listening on the radio show, we will do our best to talk about what we're looking at. But for those of you on LinkedIn and Facebook and YouTube, you'll be able to see some of what we're looking at today as she's sharing her screen and a little bit behind the scenes of what we have access to. So the elevator speech for AirDNA, do you want to give a little bit of background of how it got started and what it is?
Yeah, most definitely. We got our start in 2015 after our CEO, Scott Shatford, was running a successful short-term rental business in California. Had scaled his portfolio, I think, to about 7 properties at the time, and really realized the kind of transformative power and revenue potential of short-term rentals. But as he was doing that, he realized there was a real lack of data in the market. So what decisions should you be making? What are local comps doing? And really came at it from a host-first perspective of truly understanding the market. So in late 2017, we launched a product called MarketMinder, which is a subscription product for market intelligence. And so overall, that gives historic data back to 2015 on Airbnb and back to mid-2017 for HomeAway and Vrbo on really pretty much every available listing, so all the supply side for both of those platforms. So you can see seasonality, revenue trends, occupancy to make informed decisions and better optimize your listings. We also have several tools therein that help real estate investors identify the revenue potential of properties. So you can do address level head-to-head comparisons for 80,000 markets worldwide. As we continue to evolve, we have really added more feature sets and tools for the investor and the revenue manager, both for a vacation rental manager and or a really tech-savvy host. So we've been moving a lot more into dynamic pricing solutions in the recent months. And so we are going to walk through some of those today.
Very cool. Yeah, I was blown away with the amount of information that was available. And I just found out last week that I've been saying Vrbo wrong. I've been saying VRBO. So,
rebrand happened only a month or two ago. So you're well within your bounds to kind of hold on to the acronym.
Well, good. So everyone heard it here first. You're saying it wrong because they've rebranded and it's Vrbo now, not VRBO. So you pull in all the data from Airbnb as well as Vrbo. Any idea of the market share that those two sites take up for the vacation rental space?
Oh, I don't actually know in terms of kind of HomeAway Vrbo right now, in terms of the actual vacation rentals. There's a little bit of variability in how we pull in that data set. But overall, combined, they represent about 10 million listings on our platform. Airbnb's latest numbers list about 6 million. We count things differently than Airbnb or HomeAway. On both of those platforms, they are focused on supply. So any listing on their site kind of counts towards the numbers that you would hear in the press. So most recently, Airbnb was announcing that they had more than 6 million listings on Airbnb. At AirDNA, we actually look to see whether a listing had an active reservation in the last month. So our filtering is a little bit more in-depth and comprehensive than the way Airbnb looks at them. And then overall, we also match listings. So one of the great benefits of our platform is that we're not just focused on listing performance across the different channels, we're focused on overall property performance as a short-term rental. So as our machine learning gets better for our matching algorithm, we actually will probably see the number of properties represented on our platform decrease slightly, even as the listing counts continue to grow.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about your users. Obviously, as a real estate investor, you know, that's a no-brainer. That's actually how I got a referral to you as a fellow real estate investor that's in this space that uses you all the time. Are there other use cases that people might not think of?
Yeah. Obviously, hosts are you know, bread and butter and where we got our start. The Vrbo owners are kind of the corollary to an Airbnb host. But we actually work with a lot of enterprise and governmental organizations as well. So destination marketing organizations, or DMOs, similar to tourism bureaus or economic development councils, are actually really big clients as they try and get their arms around what's going on in their markets. Oftentimes that does have kind of a regulation component to it as well, because many of them are funded via taxation. So really just trying to understand what's happening in the market. As well as kind of large scale, you know, consulting firms, banks, institutional investors as well, are really trying to understand not only kind of the disruptive impact of Airbnb, but really understand how that's changing kind of supply and demand in their market.
You've got government officials signing on trying to find out all those illegal Airbnbs in their market.
Well, you know, the one positive on things is we do not provide any kind of property level contact information or details. All the data that we provide at the property level is publicly available. So I promise, pinky swear, we are not out to get anyone or to get anything shut down. You know, our overall business is pro short-term rental. And we think that there is really kind of a balanced, measured approach to being able to regulate as well as kind of support the economic growth that is created from this industry.
Well, very cool. I mean, you guys have only been around for a number of years and the industry has just exploded. So to have access to this kind of data, I was fascinated looking at the California and the Florida markets alone, how much they've exploded, just the number of listings just in the last 5 years alone. It seems to have leveled out a tiny bit. I think some governments are sort of regulating it because of the affordable housing issue, but it's incredible the kind of information that's available. Like, having to do this on your own would be nuts. So let's dig in. Let's talk about the different products that you offer and show off some of the good stuff.
Perfect. Well, today I'm going to actually start with MarketMinder, which is our flagship B2B SaaS product for market intelligence, investing, and pricing your short-term rentals. Is there a particular market that you think your audience would be most interested in that we can break down today? I can reveal some stats live on air.
You know what? Let's do Orange County. And I will say Orange County because I know one of them, Anaheim, is supposed to not have vacation rentals, or they're supposed to be winding down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think that would be an interesting market.
So Anaheim, California currently is listed as an A market grade. So pretty much every data point here on what we would call the overview tab of MarketMinder is publicly available. So you don't need a subscription to see many of these high level stats. Really, once we actually start to reveal market grade and things like that, that's really where the paid subscription comes in. But overall, this is a really good kind of baseline for comparing particular markets. And when we drill down into neighborhoods, you'll see that the actual market grade will change just depending on the localized area within. But for a property investor looking to kind of compare, let's say, in Anaheim as opposed to like a Fullerton, California. So if I click through here, we can really see that overall, you know, that one's a B plus. So still pretty similar score, but a little bit of variability in terms of kind of viability in the market. So with Anaheim specifically, let's go ahead and refresh there.
And just so you know, the market rate, for those who are listening, it's sort of an overview of rental demand, revenue growth, seasonality, regulation, and investability to give it a grade from 0 to 100. And it's interesting. Do you have any information on the on any of those five categories where you're pulling that data from? Or that's really cool that you guys can do that.
Yeah, we do. So investability in particular is really one of those stats that is only available in the US because it is based on Zillow data. So we actually compare kind of the potential as a short-term rental property compared to kind of a full-time rental property. We also have other tools if you are specifically looking at kind of the investing use case and you really don't know where you want to go. We consider Market Minder to be kind of a bottom-up tool. You have a sense of maybe what localized markets you're looking in, and then really you're just drilling it down into neighborhoods within the market or specific properties within the market. If you really don't have any idea where you want to go, Investment Explorer is another tool we can take a look at. That's really a top-down approach to investing, and that would be I don't care really where I am, but I want to kind of see which properties and which criteria kind of meets my investing strategy and really kind of emerging hotspots for kind of rent-to-rent, so rental arbitrage analysis or buy-to-rent scenarios.
Okay.
So specifically with market grade, obviously demand. So that really is, you know, generally speaking, like how often are things being booked? Overall occupancy goes into that number. Revenue growth, you know, in terms of change of ADR over time. Seasonality, specifically how seasonal a market is. So when we look at seasonality, a high score means low seasonality. So there's consistent demand for short-term rentals year-round. And then regulation. And for us, this is not the crux of our business. We get asked to comment a lot on regulation in certain places. Generally, we refer folks back to kind of Airbnb and Vrbo in the local markets. But this is a kind of lagging indicator. It takes about 2 months for our data to fully catch up to know any new regulations that have been put into place. But the reason we have it here is because what we're seeing as markets professionalize overall is that even if there are pretty stringent regulations in place for short-term rentals, there are people successfully navigating the red tape and who are still in compliance. Oftentimes, those are some of the more savvy and professional folks. So there can still be money to be made in short-term rentals, even in heavily regulated markets. That really is just more of a decision point for you as an individual investor, kind of what your tolerance for that is and kind of the level of bureaucracy you'd like to deal with in your market.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right, perfect. High-level stats, obviously ADR, which is average daily rate, occupancy rate, and revenue are the three main metrics that we kind of consider. This right now is showing you kind of the last month. So right now this data is through, this is May of 2019, and we'll update to June data here in the next day or two. But you can kind of see a min and a max in a market. So specifically for ADR in Anaheim, average daily rate in July, I got up as high as $307, and then in May is kind of the low $245. So that's not actually a tremendous swing. In some markets, particularly highly seasonal markets, we could see a swing upwards of, you know, $500, $600 ADR in high season and down to a couple hundred dollars in low season. Similarly, pretty consistent occupancy. And then revenue is a bit all over the map, just in the sense that people may not be consistently renting in the same ways. So again, high season, they might be a full-time rental. Low season, they may end up taking it off the market and using it personally from for some points in time. Overall, things that are really interesting just to note as we kind of, again, have Airbnb and HomeAway data within our platform is the percentage breakout by market. So what this often identifies for a lot of our real estate investing folks is where do I need to pay attention and where can I play? Where is there really market opportunity? This market is skewed towards Airbnb with 67% of the listings in the market coming from Airbnb and about 17% on HomeAway. Only 16% are listed on both. So in terms of kind of distribution strategy for any new investments that you would be bringing online, maybe a chance to get more coverage and exposure by listing on both platforms. Trending rental growth, seen consistent growth over the last 2 years. And then we have things like amenity breakouts, so you can kind of go head to head and understand what features are critically necessary, like air conditioning in a market, and what features maybe are in less demand but could be good differentiators. So a pool, 65% of folks in the market have a pool. So probably don't want to be left as one of the 35% without one. Any questions on that, Aaron?
No, this is really great. Actually, it's changed a little bit since I've last logged in. It looks really, really nice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we've done a few UI updates. I mean, you'll actually notice pretty big UI updates on these individual property cards as well. So the baseline for the app is really thinking about who is playing in the space and how are they doing. And so we have these cards on the map that really show you the individual listings from Airbnb and HomeAway. And the one I've hovered over currently is a HomeAway only listing. But we can see kind of what ADR was for this last year, as well as occupancy and revenue. And then I'm going to slide over a few more and we can kind of see some additional ones. This one's Airbnb only. You know, they are positioned as kind of a short walk to Disneyland. And so this gives people who really want to kind of take the time and drill down a good way to see kind of their local competition and overall positioning in the market for short-term rental success. I will show you briefly, because most people don't notice this, is there are easy ways to filter the map as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. I had not seen that before. Okay.
The other thing that is we have changed maybe since you last looked at this is your ability to easily hop. You used to only be able to hop to tangential regions, but if you've subscribed to multiple markets, you now actually can hop to several within like a 500-mile radius, so that it's easier to navigate around to different areas within a major metro area. Cool. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just quickly run you through two of the key differentiators that I see in MarketMinder for a real estate investor use case. So overview, again, gives you the high level in a market. Rentalizer is really one of our most powerful tools for property level analysis. So I'm going to go ahead and put in, here we go. We're going to go ahead and take a look at a local property that I was looking at. So three bed, two bath. Oftentimes throughout our app, using filters is the way to get the most accurate analysis of a property. So it doesn't matter that I'm just hopping to Denver, you can see my URL changes. But looking at this particular property, I'm given kind of a visual indicator on the map of where my property is and then the other ones nearby, so I can get a sense of kind of how broad of a, like how much of a spread there is in rental revenue. And then I get a full analysis of annual revenue, ADR, occupancy, revenue forecast throughout the year. And then again, kind of the visual component of the local comp, so I can see what I think a potential investment property could earn as a short-term rental.
So you would go on as a real estate investor and type in the address of a property you're looking for, and this would sort of spit out not only your competition, but the likely potential revenue and occupancy rate. That's really powerful. And even the occupancy forecast as far as seasonality, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. And so if you came to us without having registered for an account, you'd be able to see just these top line numbers here. But as long as you register for a free account, you'll actually get the full report here. And with this, you know, I would say generally this feature is strongest for kind of what we would consider to be the majority of the market, that 25th percentile to 75th percentile in terms of performance and in terms of kind of overall size. When you start to look at a market that has tons of six-bedroom properties, but you're the only studio in the market or vice versa, that's where you can see a bit more variability in the revenue numbers. But we've consistently heard that we might be slightly low on the projections versus slightly high, if you needed to kind of know that from a baseline perspective.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. and then similarly, top properties is really great in a market. So again, I ended up hopping over to Denver. But you really can see who is grossing the most in terms of, you know, revenue on each of these properties. Again, where they're listed, links to the individual listing pages as well. So you can see maybe they position themselves slightly differently on HomeAway than they have done on Airbnb. And really get the sense too of kind of where those are distributed. So in the city of Denver, they're pretty broadly distributed, but in other markets, you'll often see them clustered. Like if we actually went back to Anaheim here, that they might actually be clustered around kind of key attractions like a Disneyland. And I'm doing this one on the fly, but yeah, this one right here is Disneyland. So we can see that proximity to the park really probably does have a pretty high threshold. And again, larger properties. So families coming into town to Disneyland and you're close by, really great revenue potential.
Yep. Wow. I'm looking at some of those numbers of what people are making in revenue a year. And I'm like, wow, 250 grand a year.
Yeah. And then the difference with this is, this tool does not take into account any of your operational costs for running for actually maintaining your property or running your short-term rental business. All of these numbers are kind of pre-fees. And the reason that we do a lot of that kind of analysis is because you can make different decisions for your property. So some people like to keep, let's say their ADR really, really low and their cleaning fee is really, really high. They actually make up the revenue on the back end and then vice versa. So, obviously different strategies for optimizing the pricing of your individual listings.
Okay. Wow. And this is just one of the tools that you have, but it is beefy. So
definitely.
Ooh, what is this?
So this is actually a new feature, and I'm going to have to toggle accounts here, but I'm going to show you just the generic version first that you would see before you actually had onboarded a property. So this is actually really one of kind of our sweet sauce. This is like the crux of one of our differentiators. Because we have so much historic data going back to 2015, and we have a really good understanding of kind of blocked versus booked reservations, which help us get to those revenue numbers, we actually are able to take not only supply side analysis, but do demand side analysis. So this is a calendar that looks up to 6 months into the future and is showing you what the demand is for certain dates based on what's actually happening in the market. So this changes daily. We call this kind of pseudo real time, but we can see, let's see, on the 12th of November, we can set it at a 7 out of 10 for demand because 250 properties have already been booked. And we can see that they've been booked at a median of $259 a night. Whereas, the remaining 687 rentals, kind of the median for the listing currently is about $213. If we were to start adjusting this and we say I kind of have a high-end property, we can kind of see the numbers start to change. And let's go ahead and look at one of these high-end weekends. We see, oh my gosh, on these weekends, they're already 69% booked. Median booked is 269, available ones are 223, but 70th percentile is getting $334 in the market. So a great opportunity to bump up your rates and drive additional revenue.
That's so interesting. So you're being able to tweak that based on the size of the property, and how interesting that those are so much more strongly booked compared to something that's sort of in the middle. So maybe a lot more families. Very cool.
Yeah, definitely. And here, we can go out and change this as well and kind of see it high end of the market. Generally, once we get, if you get too scientific with your filter, sometimes depending on the size of the market, like a small rural market, we may end up kind of throwing a message that says, hey, there isn't a lot of data here. But in this one that, as I've constrained that to only 4 to 6+ bedroom properties that sleep that many people, you can see even there, the high percentile of this is getting another, $200. $150 over what the other rentals are being booked for in that region.
Very cool. Yeah, I had not seen that.
Yeah. With this, I would say that's kind of an end-to-end solution. Everything under research is historic looking. Pricing is obviously forward looking. Seasonality is historic as well, but generally what folks like to see, especially investors, is again, just a good visual representation of how seasonal the market is. So strong weekends throughout the spring, clearly great summertime, and then again, kind of holiday time as we move into that.
Wow. Okay. And just I imagine, especially the mom and pop investors that are doing the pricing on their own, this is really cool to be able to see.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna switch over here onto a different account, and we're gonna get in here and we're gonna look at some actually personalized property information. So if I had onboarded a property, so if you are actively managing rentals right now. Denver. This particular account is subscribed to Denver, and again, you see a similar chart to what we looked at before. But if I select one of my properties after I've onboarded, and I know that this property, kind of a studio to one bedroom property, and it accommodates less than 5 people, and I go ahead and apply these changes, what you can actually see is we serve up recommendations for you. So I already have booked my property at $125 a night. But right now, my property is listed on the state at $119 or $110. I really should raise the rates of my property to actually be at that 50th percentile in the overall market. And then as we're looking into the future, I might be priced too high. Overall, the market and kind of what the demand is based on what properties are being booked are actually being booked slightly lower. So if I want to ensure that I get booked for those dates, might want to drop my rates. This is kind of our first step towards a more dynamic pricing solution. It's really the deviation of your property from the market based on your percentile performance. And obviously you have the ability to set that based on your previous performance or kind of what you were trying to target within the market.
I just imagine how much time it would take me to figure this out if I was just going to.
If I'm going to be a secret tease for the next couple of weeks, the next iteration of this will actually do all of it for you based on your past property performance. So we will take away some of the complexity of that so that you really just get a number that you could use on any of your listing sites to dynamically price your property.
Wow. Okay, it keeps getting better.
Okay,
see.
I'm sorry, I pitched you guys with a lot this morning because this is really everything from finding your properties all the way to managing them. But at the end of the day, this is what we like to consider as a life cycle. You potentially are always on the hunt for your next property. You're at some stage of optimizing your current properties, working with a property manager to do so. And so we really do have kind of an end-to-end tool that helps you at kind of each stage of your journey. And what that looks like is entirely up to you.
Very cool. Well, I just price-wise, is the pricing still the same? Is it like a $99 prescription per market for the market analysis?
It actually varies. It's based on overall listing count in a market. So many of the neighborhoods are as low, neighborhood or zip code level is as low as $19.95 per month. And then most kind of major metro areas, the city level, the high threshold is $99.95 for those, just depending on kind of which markets we're looking at. But just as a reference, I know predominantly this, your audience here might be most interested in U.S. properties at this point, but we are in 80,000 markets worldwide. So we're starting to see some really interesting trends happen in Vietnam, rural Africa. There's some cool stuff going on in inland Croatia right now. So lots of really interesting opportunities for an international investment as well.
Okay. Well, hey, when we get tired of investing in the in the States, we'll have to go international.
For sure. We also, just to the point of having kind of investment explorer, I'm going to go ahead and go here and just show you that briefly. If you were interested in that top-down analysis, so I'm going to go ahead and click through here for you. We do offer Tennessee for free. So we get some feedback from investors sometimes in Tennessee who are like, oh my God, this is a great free product. You just happen to get lucky. That's the market that we demo. But do offer it for any U.S. market. And this one is a little bit older in terms of kind of the UI and approach, but similar in that you can really, again, run buy-to-rent, rent-to-rent scenarios, drill down into kind of high-performing zip codes, looking at percentiles, and then adjust your overall strategies. Like we clicked in here and we looked into 37205. We could really get kind of a line item analysis of the current Airbnb listings and look at that revenue potential compared to mortgage costs to kind of run profit analysis.
Wow. And you've got occupancy rate right there, average daily rate, mm-hmm. days listed, booked days. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So with this one, top down, and this one is Airbnb only. Longer term, we hope to actually add some of these features from this particular tool into our MarketMinder product as well, but really serves kind of two like different use cases on either end of the market.
Wow.
And then for those of you who are super, super savvy folks and you're like, this data is not granular enough, we sell raw data. So we do have pretty much everything down to a property performance level. So for we often see large scale property managers purchasing this data to both identify kind of laggards in their portfolios as well as kind of emerging opportunities to bring on new clients. So that's a really interesting use case for more of the raw data.
Very interesting. Wow. Just 4 months worth of time and you guys have already added some new toys. Is there anything else on the horizon for you guys?
Yeah. So I obviously mentioned the actual what we're calling predictive pricing solution that we're putting out there, which is modeled not only on the actual market supply and demand, but also your personalized property performance. So that will make it a lot easier for you to be able to get kind of granular recommendations for how to price your properties. Similarly, you know, you hear a lot in the news right now about, you know, booking.com versus Airbnb versus Vrbo. All of the revenue numbers that we spit out in any of our products are truly short-term rental revenue that's channel agnostic, but we are still seeing kind of requests for supply side analysis at booking.com. So that's also on kind of our nearer term roadmap to be able to have kind of a complete supply side picture within the product.
I wish you guys did regular rentals. All this information is so nice to have, and the user interface is just so lovely.
Oh, thank you. We actually will be launching a new version of the website, I think, later today. So even more changes. We iterate pretty quickly. So, but you know, with that, one thing that I guess I should speak to overall is really the professionalization of the space. And I'm sure many of you are aware, but you know, Marriott getting into vacation rentals, and there have been several forays by, you know, large brands like Marriott, Accor. And some have been successful and some have been not so successful. But what we're really seeing is the number of professionally managed listings is increasing pretty dramatically. And so what that changes is really kind of user expectations and traveler expectations on what they're getting. And so you've seen kind of the shift for Airbnb to more of an experience-driven platform. But with those big brands kind of getting into the space, you know, it's really starting to be a kind of micro-level branded experience as well. So what are you doing with your properties to really set yourself apart and deliver the same kind of an experience that someone like a Marriott could deliver? And then how are you really differentiating with your kind of insider community knowledge in those places that you invest?
Well, and being able to see the, you're tracking the data and being able to see down at the different features all in one spot, and then the calendar and their revenue that they're making because they've made some of maybe some changes that you haven't yet is just so incredibly cool. So, well, I really appreciate all your help over the last year. I definitely am tuning in probably twice a year, pulling data from different markets just to do some research on all this stuff because it changes a lot. And just the amount of data you have available is just super nerdy and cool. So airdna.co.com is the website. And is there a number that they can call if they would like to find out more information, or should they just start online?
There definitely is. Sharing on screen for those who can't see it, 720-372-2318. And that will get you to our customer success team who is available about 20 hours a day or so to help you kind of find the right products for your needs.
Very cool. Well, I so appreciate your time, especially last minute for those that you don't know. She basically 24 hours and you agreed to come on. So I really appreciate your time today. And then hopefully
no worries. If
people who didn't know about this tool find it helpful, because I certainly have in the last year.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron, for the time. And for anyone else out there who is looking for kind of continuing education, we do post weekly to biweekly on our blog with actionable information. And next on deck within the next month is the 2019 U.S. analysis for emerging investment opportunities. So be sure to stay tuned for that.
Ooh, I need to make sure that I'm on your email list. So thank you for saying
that. Yeah, no worries at all. Thank you very much for your time.
The Norris Group originates and services loans in California and Florida under California DRE License 01219911. Florida Mortgage Lender License 1577 and NMLS License 1623669. For more information on hard money lending, go to thenorrisgroup.com and click the Hard Money tab.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.